Okay, we start the second parak of Masechet Megillah today. Halacha Aleph, HaKoret, HaMegillah Mafreya Lo Yatzah, if you read backwards, Karal Peh, Karat Targum, or Bechol Hashon Lo Yatzah, Havo Korim Otad Lo Azat, Bilaz, as long as they understand it, Valoesh Shema Ashurit, even if he doesn't understand it, Yatzah. Tichtiv Kichtavam, Kichtavam is... You don't need kizmanam. Kichtavam. This is the order it's written. What do you need kizmanam? I don't know what the Bavli is doing. Kara alpe. Boop. Exactly. Scratch that. Kara alpe lo yatsa. Tachtiv kichtavam. It has to be read from tavam. Kara targum lo yatsa. Tachtiv kichtavam. Bechol hashon. Tachtiv kichtavam. But, bechonam. Rabbi Yona Omar, Tana Nachman Barada, Rabbi Yosa Omar, Tana Nachman Saba, and it says, again, this is one of those cases where the Yerushalmi assumes that you know everything about the sugya where this is brought. Remember, it does this all the time. This is a sugya in Brochus that actually we had together. So it's basically taken a lot for granted. V'hayu, k'derech havayatan. So it assumes that you know that the sugya over there says, Akori Kriyat Shema Lama Frey, and so on. The things that were brought today in the Bavli here continues in mid-sentence, basically. Okay. So, assuming that you understand, we're talking about Kriyat Shema. Why does that have to be read in order? Good. It says, V'ayu. Kiderech Havayatam. Yiyu. They have to be in the same way that they are written. And it says in the Bright Daf, Bahalal, B'Kriyat Megillah, Ken. Nech B'Kriyat Megillah. Okay, we saw that already. It says Kichtavam, we already explained that. How do you know Hala? Bram Bahalila. That's because Bram Migain Dichtin. Mimizra Shemesh Ad Mavo'o Mulol Shem Hashem. Ma'at Shema Minen. Where do you see from there? And the correct verse is Mulol Shem Hashem Mimizra Shemesh Ad Mavo'o. You have to be Mahalal in the same Seder that the sun goes, meaning in that order. Om Rabbi Yovin, that's not the reason. Od hi amura ala Seder. We know the halal itself is said on the Seder. And it's basically built along a historical order. And if you do any differently, you're not reading halal. Halal isn't meant to be a series of unrelated events. It starts off, Petzeit Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, right? That's referring to Gulas Mitzrayim, L'shavah. Lolono Hashem, Lolonu, that's talking about L'dorot Halalo, where we have all these horrible problems with the Goyim. And then Ahavtiki Yishma Hashem, I mean, that's at the future, that's Yimot HaMashiach. Does it make sense to talk about Yimot HaMashiach before you get to Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why do we need a Raya? I mean, it's obviously set up historically, right? Yisruchak Bavotim, that's referring to now the Yimot Gog Magog. And that means like it's going to be greater in Niflaot. That's why we're careful it. It should be even double than the original Nisim. Eli Atava Odeka, that's Odeka Latid Lavo, that's referring to Tchias HaMeisim. So then it'll be the Odeka. That's why it says Odecha Hashem Ki Anaftami, where we recognize in Olam Haba that everything that Hashem did was only for the good. And there's no more any bracha of Dayana Emet. It's all Hatova Hamitiv. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Lazar, they explain now, what does it say in the Mishnah? That you can read it, l'lazot b'laz, only if shetehe k'tuvah b'laz. It has to be written in that language, because otherwise, if you're translating from the Hebrew, you're basically reading Baal Peh. You're not reading. Reading has to be the reading of the words that you're saying, not processing in one language, translating and saying Baal Peh in that language. Ma aman kayamim, what would be the case? If it's written in Ashurit, meaning in Lashon HaKadosh, right? In Ktav Ashurit. You're metargumed into Laz, okay? You can't be Yotze, because it says Lo Yatsa in Targum, that's even if it's written in Ashurit, because that's the norms to say the Targum. In Kishaitak should say like this. In Kishaitak Tuva Balaz. And Tirgum HaBalaz, it's talking about that it was actually written in the letters of Laz, and you read it in Laz. Hadehi detani, ma bein svarim leMegillat Esther, lo shasvarim nechtavim mekol lashon, leMegillat Esther nechtavet el Ashurit. Doesn't it say, the Feirush and the Braisa, that the difference between Megillat Esther and the rest of the Torah is that other books can be written in another language, but a Megillas Esther can only be written in Ketav Ashurit. So now we're really stuck. If it's written in Ashurit, then it's being read Baal Peh. If it's written in another language, it's not a kosher Megillah. So how in the world is it supposed to make sense? Omre Shubar Sirsanti Tipater Shahita Kiduva Giniton. It's got to be talking about over here that it's written in Yevanit, and it's going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, what we learned before, that it can be read in Yevanit. The Megillah is kosher in Yevanit. And that's what it's referring to. It's not referring to other languages. Tani. Tosis asks, on the Mishnah, it says, Adshi Ktov Ashurit ala Sefer Bidyo, that the Gemara later on says, Akami Mukalab Megillah, and he asks from this Mishnah, Perek Sheni, right? Where it says that if you read it, Giftit le Gifti, and Ilmit le Ilman, you're Yotzin. And obviously, it has to be that it was written in that language, because if not, it's Kari Al Peh, Velo Yatzas. We have a Stirubit. So basically, Tosis is asking the Yerushalmi's Kasha. So Tosis answers, so if that's the case, in Kain Kasha, then it should be Metamas Yadayim if it's written in any language. The Yeshloma, the Kivanda Einak Shira Lekrot Elel Makirimba, even though it's kosher to be written in another language, it's not metames yadayim in that language. If it's written b'ktav ashurit, then it's kosher for anybody, which means that that's the real Megillah, so that would be metames yadayim. That's how he squares the two sugyas. And the Yerushalmi is taking that approach. Yerushalmi is taking enoch inami. It can't be written in another language. We'll see how they deal with the giftik, the giftim later. And it's only talking about Greek, and Greek, according to Shimon Gamliel, it can be written. Okay, Tiriz Digmar. Tanishmo, Tavishmi Pasukacha, the Tirgmar Matargim, Yatsa. Let's say that he made a mistake and he left out one Pasuk from the Megillah, and that Matargim said it, because he was reading, basically, saying the Targum. And he read it from the Ketav, you would be Yotze. What? And then I mean the Choloshim, like, did you just read the Mishnah or did you not? The Mishnah says you're not Yotze. And you say you are Yotze? V'atam et hachim. We said, Korob Choloshim, lo yatsan. And we're assuming now that that means even if you read it from a Megillah that's written b'Ketav Ashurit, b'Lashon HaKodesh, since you're reading it in another Loshim, so then you're being Kori Al Peh. So how could you read it? How could you be Yotze? This should say, correct, here it says, Shmuel Kedaita. Shmuel Omar Haitak Tuvaki Hilchata. If it's written properly, so then, Halaoz Yotze Babalaz. That if you have a kosher Megillah written in Ketav Ashurit, and you're Metargamet, you're Yotze. Because since you're Metargamet from a written Megillah, it's not called a Kori Al Peh. And when it says in the Mishnah, Koraba Cholashon Lo Yatza, that's only referring to the case where you don't understand that Lashon. And that's a different thing. That's because we were never mitakein, reading in another language, not because the Megillah is pasul, or because it's Kari Al Peh. Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rav Elazar, he argues. He holds you, certainly you're not Yotze Balaz, unless you don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh, even though you could be Yotze Lashon HaKodesh, even though you don't understand. But Laz, you can only be Yotze if you understand the Laz, and not Lashon HaKodesh. And this, again, a little change of a girsa. Yodea Ashurit, and you also are Yodea Laz. You're only Yotze Ashurit. So then, we don't allow you to read it. If you only know the Laz, so then Yotze Balaz. If you're Yodea Ashurit, and you're Yodea Laz. Now, what's the difference? Somebody understands Ashurit. And he understands Laz, that he's not Yotze, is for himself. But how about he reads it for others? There's he. Look, obviously, the guy who reads the Megillah is already a bucky. I mean, obviously, he knows Ashurit. But he also knows Spanish. So can he read it to the others in Spanish? And now that we're saying, only British one, if you read it and your in laws would be Yotze, but he himself isn't Yotze. It's a strange situation.
He wouldn't be Yotze
for himself. Maush Yotze Yodei Acher. Can he be Motze Acherim in a language that he himself wouldn't be Yotzia. Shoo, very interesting. Yeva, look, I mean, let's bring a raya, kehava, from the following klal. I mean, we know, kol sheino chayav b'davar, eino motzi et harabim yedei chovatam. Somebody who can't be Yotze his own chiyav, he's not been Yotze his own chiyav, can't be motzi another person of chiyav. So over here, since he can't be motzi, so he should not be able to be motzi achirim, the laws. This also gives very, very much an halacha.
Yeah, I'm wondering, if somebody wants to read